This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Speaking in Pennsylvania, the president urged people to protect themselves and others.
The pandemic we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please, 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 if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
The new mask mandate follows Tuesday's announcement by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that even vaccinated people must wear masks indoors in public settings in areas with a current substantial or high transmission of the coronavirus. Also Wednesday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that all state employees, tens of thousands of people, must be vaccinated by September 6th. New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Suluhu Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government, under former President John Magufuli, had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course.